Finally, they returned to normal space in a region with no known maintenance stations. As Petrus had said, they needed to do a bit of work on the yacht. Better Luck had been built at the same yards within a year of Sweet Delight, the utility version of the same hull. She'd been modified for carrying very low-temperature cargo, then rebuilt to handle rough landings, then rebuilt again to return her to a deep-space freighter, reclaiming the cargo space lost to the landing gear. She had been lost to the finance company, which chose to scrap her rather than pay for refitting. The last cargo had rotted when the low-temp compartments failed, and the stench had gone into the deck tiling. Oblo had her registration number and her papers, or a reasonable facsimile, and the overall hull design matched. Now he was making sure the beacon matched, too. And the little tramp freighter had never operated in this region of space.
I wonder how Lady Cecilia is. If Brunn's been able to do anything.
We all wonder.
Harris knew someone would have let Cecilia know she'd run off with the ship. She hated that, knowing Cecilia would feel betrayed. Lorenza had listened without interruption to the Crown Minister's version of the theft of the yacht.
So, it was that Serrano person after all, eh?
The Crown Minister seemed more interested in his ham with raisin sauce.
I suppose. Suppose she got tired of waiting for the court to rule. Silly, it might have ruled in her favor. There are all sorts of precedents for enforcing quite stupid wills.
Berenice is sure they'd have ruled against her. Even if she didn't poison Cecilia herself, it was clearly a matter of undue influence.
You women. I think you were convinced the captain did it just because she's another woman, and one who wears a uniform.
Now, Piercy, you know that's not fair. I have nothing against military women. I have the highest admiration for their courage and their dedication. But this woman was no longer military. She left under a cloud.
She was cleared.
Lorenza wondered why he was being stubborn. Did he know something she should know?
I understand that her own family, her own well-known family, didn't stand behind her. That tells me something. Even if she was clear, they may know something that never came out in court. It wouldn't be the first time.
True.
He turned his attack to the ham, and then to the rice pilaf.
Berenice says Bunny's daughter Bubbles started acting odd after spending time with her on Cerealis. Wanted to change her name or something.
Bubbles has been acting like a fool since she hit puberty. It wouldn't take a yacht captain to send her off on another tack. Sorry, a nautical joke.
My point is that it's now perfectly clear she did something underhanded to influence poor Cecilia. And now she's stolen the yacht. Just what you'd expect.
Do you ever visit Cecilia?
Lorenza almost smiled at his transparent attempt to change the subject and make her feel guilty.
Yes, occasionally. I'm going tomorrow, in fact.
She had not been able to resist, after all. Twice now, she had sat beside the bed, her soft hand on Cecilia's unresisting cheek, and murmured into her ear, "I did it. I did it." That was all. No name, only the whisper. It excited her so she could hardly conceal it all the way home. And now she could be the one to tell Cecilia that her precious yacht captain had stolen her yacht, that she had been abandoned once more. If she had had any hope left, that should finish it. Lorenza let herself imagine the depths of that despair, what it must be like to have one's last hope snuffed out by a voice in the darkness. She was very glad she had specified that Cecilia's auditory mechanisms should be left intact.
This is the craziest idea I've ever heard. You want to take a sick, paralyzed old lady up in a hot air balloon, then bang around in a shuttle, and then... And what are you going to do when you get to Rockhouse Major?
I'm not going to Rockhouse Major. Dad's yacht is at Minor. That's all you need to know.
A balloon, damn it! You can't fly a balloon like a plane. They just drift. How can you possibly be sure you'll even get there? Or do you expect me to chase you across country on foot with Aunt Cecilia over my shoulder?
No, of course not. And yes, I can aim a balloon. There are ways. They're clumsier than planes, but quieter, and much more difficult to find on scans designed for planes and shuttles. I can be there within 15 minutes of a set time, and close enough that you won't have to run any races.
So what do you want me to do?
You visit her. You have a regular pass.
Yeah, but they're still watching me.
That's fine. They can watch you all they want. What's your regular visiting day?
Saturday, of course, when I have half day off. You know this already.
Yes, but I'm checking my own plans. Your mother visits on Tuesdays, and your father on Thursdays, and you on Saturdays. And you almost never miss.
I liked her.
Ronnie noticed the past tense, and wished he had said like, even though it wasn't true. No one could like that limp, unresponsive body in the bed. And he had only Brun's conviction, formed in that one visit, that Cecilia the person still lived inside her inert shell, to give him hope.
So while they watch you and her, it's just routine. They expect you.
I still can't walk out with her.
You won't have to. All you have to do is to get her unhooked from the bed and outside. Like this.
Brun flipped open her note comp and showed him the plan. She had it all down. All the medical background, sketches of wires and tubes and things he didn't want to look at. What to do, in which order, what he would have to take with him. Suggestions for making sure the bothersome attendants didn't interrupt. He thought of another way himself and realized he was being drawn in. It still looked ridiculous, but Ronnie didn't argue. He didn't have anything better to offer. And the longer they left Aunt Cecilia trapped in her helplessness, the worse for her. He could hardly believe anyone could stay sane month after month.
When, then?
Festival of the Air, of course.
Ronnie felt himself flushing. He'd been so miserable, he'd forgotten that annual celebration was almost upon them.
Plenty of confusion in the air. For some reason, the wilder sorts are thinking of dropping in on the Starchier resorts and sanctuaries in the area. Can't think of why. And no, it's not traceable to me. Now, let's get busy. You'll have to practice getting a flight suit on me when I'm lying limp.